Now, an evening at the theatre, or even an afternoon at the theatre, can be very pleasant, can be fun. But if you have little or no sight, it can be difficult to get all the nuances of a play or a performance. And that's where audio description comes in, or AD. And our resident expert on AD and consumption of it is Vidar Hjarding. He joins us. Hello.
You're a very kind resident expert. No pressure, Simon.
Well, you're actually our only expert.
Good to talk to you, Ken.
Now, we're looking at today, one that you've been to see, and it's Ladies' Day at the Wolverhampton Grand.
Yeah, and it was a really interesting, fun comedy, to be honest. A community project as well, and involving people locally and also a professional cast. And on the afternoon of the audio described matinee that I was lucky enough to see, we also had it was optional, you could stay for a Q&A with members of the cast and others involved in the production. And that was, again, very, very interesting. So broadly speaking, it focuses on a group of women who work in a fish factory and go off for a day at the races. And actually, this had been set at the race course in Wolverhampton. And it's based on a play of a similar theme, but slightly rewritten to accommodate the context of being in Wolves, basically, in Wolverhampton. So that was the nub of it. And Sue Howell, who normally leads on access matters for the Grand, she's been training to be an audio describer as well. And on a similar venture last summer, she provided audio description, and she did the same again this time, and that was great, and worked very well. So she took us onto the stage, we had a look at some of the set, and got a flavour of one or two of the costumes, particularly some of the costumes for the ladies at the races, as you might imagine, quite sort of stylish and very smart and all the rest of it. And there we go. The rest, as they say, it's not history, but it is in the sense that it was a couple of weeks ago, but it was all very clear. And lots of fun, lots of laughter, lots of comedy, and a really, really entertaining production.
And is it one of those plays that has nuances where the audio description really brings it to life for you?
Yeah, I think it definitely does. I always say to people that with a play, and arguably with musicals sometimes too, and opera, you can enjoy the production for its own sake, even if you can't see what's going on the stage. I mean, at the end of the day, people enjoy radio drama. That's got no visual dimension to it at all. However, if it is presented on a stage or on a screen, and it does clearly have a visual context, which is important to it, then, it's a shame that if you can't see or you have limited vision, you miss out on that. So it's actually really important to try and get the context, and that's where the audio description definitely comes in, and it did again this time. Particularly, you can get humour, you can laugh out loud with your fellow audience members if somebody says something that's funny, but if perhaps somebody makes a face or there's a different expression or whatever, which the other audience members can see but you can't, you will miss out on those sort of things. And that's, to be honest, where audio description always particularly comes in very helpful.
And in this particular play, I would have thought that was actually invaluable.
Very, very, yeah. So, and all credit to Sue, without being patronising at all. She's new at the audio description techniques and process, and she did a great job.
A lot of you out there will be thinking, I've never done this. I don't even know if I fancy doing it. How does it actually work?
You can now get on many television programs and indeed in many cinemas audio description on a certain amount of TV programs, dramas, soaps, etc. And if anyone who is listening has actually taken advantage of that and tuned into it, then hopefully they've seen that it describes the pictures that you can't see, basically. And in the theatre, it's not really that different, except the fact is it's live. So whereas on your telly or on your movie, it will be a recorded track. The 99 times out of 100 in a theatre, it will be somebody or a couple of people sitting in a commentary box, wherever that happens to be in the theatre or in the venue, and they'll be actually reading from a script that they've prepared themselves and weaving in and out of the dialogues. They're not clashing with what the actors are saying on stage or the singers are singing in lyrics, etc. And they, through that commentary, if you like, through that carefully crafted script, give the non-sighted or those with limited vision members of the audience a chance to actually enjoy, you know, the visual dimension of the production. So if it's something people haven't tried before, Simon, to go back to your question, I guess the first thing I would suggest people do is to look at what their local theatre has on offer, if anything, in terms of audio description. And if there's something that appeals, then obviously the key thing is, I guess, to go along and try it out. If there's a touch tour, go and, you know, take advantage of the chance of being shown on stage, looking at costumes, props, the set, particularly if it's a more unusual backdrop. Talk to somebody in the box office about how it works if you're not sure. And if he or she doesn't know, they will hopefully point you in the direction of someone else, one of their colleagues in another department, who can give you that information. So that's all really important. And if there's something, or I guess if there's nothing that appeals to you, but they do provide audio description, again, talk to someone who leads on what they call assisted performances, creative learning, education, often comes under any one of those above-mentioned banners. And just, you know, ask people to have a chat, suggest the sort of things that you might be interested in seeing, were they to audio describe them, because that helps the theatre, it helps the venue get an idea for, A, what sort of audience there is out there, and B, the type of thing that perhaps a majority of those people, and at the end of the day, everyone's individual, so we each have our own choices, but if there's something that comes through as being particularly popular amongst a group of people, that's something they can try and earmark and schedule in for the next season.
And also that there's the fact that you get tickets at a very reasonable price a lot of the times as well, don't you?
You can. There are different schemes in different venues. So sometimes if there's two of you go and you need somebody to assist you to the theatre, then your companion will go for a reduced rate, as will perhaps you. Or maybe one of you goes free and the other pays. You can share, however it works. Different schemes for different venues. But yes, concessionary ticket pricing is another incentive.
Not that I'm suggesting that's why you go.
I'm pleased to hear it.
Over the years, though, when did you first experience audio description in the theatre?
Oh, now, Simon, that's a good question, he says, busking. bluffing while he thinks it through. I guess it must be around the time of the millennium or the early 2001, 2002, something like that. In this country, it's been up and running as a recognised concept for 20-odd years. But clearly that was when it was very new and in its infancy, then not so many venues or companies provided it. It's now much more embedded into the schedule, the program of most major venues, and it's developed a lot. The expertise has improved, the quality of description has got better, the training standards obviously are there to ensure a degree of quality for people. And so over that time, I've noticed not just an improvement in provision, but also a definite improvement in the quality. And the work that the describers do is phenomenal in terms of preparation, planning, and then delivery on the matinee or the evening itself.
That's praise indeed, because we know how hard you are to please.
Oh, I know, I'm a tough one, aren't
I? Well, Vida, you always make it sound so inviting, and you would love to encourage people to try this out, wouldn't you?
I would. I think, you know, it may not be for everybody, and I'm certainly not saying it should be for everybody, but what I am trying to suggest, and hopefully between us, Simon, we're encouraging people to at least try it. And after that, and maybe try it once or twice, because obviously the first time just is a one-off. It might be perfect. It might not go as well as you'd hoped. If after a couple you think this is for me, then it's something that hopefully you will be looking out for going forward when you enjoy your theatre trips and whatever. And if for any reason it doesn't work, well, at least you've tried it and you can talk about it. So I think the important thing is to try and just see if this, you know, additional dimension to the arts is something that will help you appreciate them. So it's down to the individual.
Vida Hyarding, always a pleasure, never a chore. Thank you for joining us.
Good to talk to you. Thanks very much, Simon.